The Business Hour on OFM.
It's the start of the year, January, as it's come to be known colloquially. And a lot of the January blues have much to do with school fees and the start of the school year. Do you think that, you know, parents are facing a lot more challenges right now financially than they would normally 10 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. Every year, on average, the school fees rise on about 5 to 6%. And I mean, I can give you a bit of stats. Between 2023 and 2024, school fees increased by a staggering of about 6.4%, which is the highest increase that we've experienced in the last previous decade. And that's not the only challenge that a lot of people are facing. I mean, we have a lot of families are financially stretched as it is. I mean, the last year or two, we've been dealing with an increase of repo rates that have been, you know, strangling at people's budgets. So school fees is just an extra thing to worry about in January.
Yes, that's exactly what we're seeking out your expertise on today's show. Tell us, what are some of the practical tips that you would suggest to help lighten the financial load on parents during this time?
The one thing I'd recommend is to plan ahead. I think we all know that school fees are going to come at the beginning of the year. So try to write down everything your child needs. Try to make some essentials and try to prioritize things to avoid unnecessary expenses. And I'd also recommend that parents try to compare prices. So tend to shop around for school supplies and take advantage of deals and discounts that you find at different and various stores. And also, if you're not too picky about getting new items, also look for secondhand stores and online platforms. So search for things like books, uniforms, sports equipment that are still in good condition. And if your child has maybe outgrown some of their school uniform or other necessities, maybe consider selling them or swapping these items so that you can cover some of your expenses for the new year. And yeah, something I'd also recommend is to budget for fees. So many schools do offer an option to spread payments over the course of the year, which can ease the financial strain. So investigate things like also maybe bursaries, scholarships, and even fee exemptions so that you're able to handle some of the heavy load of school fees that occur every year.
Those are some really great suggestions. And of course, we're touching on some exemptions that are offered on the show as well this evening. You know, should parents be planning a decade in advance for school fees? Because oftentimes when people talk about financial products that are aimed at financing schooling for one's child, I think people always think about varsity and they never really think about the in-between years. Is it worthwhile doing that?
Definitely. I mean, if I can give you a bit of stats on how much education costs in South Africa, and this was a study done by Old Mutual Group. So to put a child through the public school system, right, so which is grade one all the way to matric, it could cost you about 650,000 rand throughout that period. And if you want to take them maybe to a private school, it could cost about 1.9 million rand.
My word.
These are costs that you know you'll incur in 10 years, whether you decide to plan for it now or you want to attend to it then, those costs will be there and it's best to start planning ahead for those costs.
Well, you heard him. Make sure that you're planning in advance or budgeting in advance for these school fees so that you don't find yourself in a financial predicament of sorts.
The Business Hour with Oliver Feng on OFM.